ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஆப்யாயந்து மமாங்கானி வாக் பிராணச்சக்ஷுஸ்ரோத்ரம் அதோ பலமிந்திரியாணி ச சர்வாணி சர்வம் ப்ரஹ்மோபநிஷதம் மாஹம் ப்ரஹ்ம நிராகுர்யாம் மாமா ப்ரஹ்ம நிராகரோத். அநிராகரணம் அஸ்து, அநிராகரணம் மே அஸ்து. ததாத்மனி நிரதே ய உபநிஷத்சு தர்மாஹ தே மயி சந்து, தே மயி சந்து. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நம. ஹரி ஓம். ஸோ வி ஹவ் சீன் தஸ் ஃபார் தி ஃபஸ்ட் டூ சாப்டர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சாந்தோக்ய உபனிஷத், வேர் தி மெயின் டாபிக்ஸ் வர் கர்மாங்க உபாசனானி. ஸோ தீஸ் ஆர் நாட் ஸ்வதந்திர உபாசனாஸ் ஆர் இண்டிபெண்டன்ட் உபாசனாஸ். They are paratantra or aswatantra upasanas. We already went through the definition of all these things earlier. And they are elaborately analyzed in the Brahma Sutras also in the third chapter by Vedavyasa. So even some of these mantras of Chandogya Upanishad are taken there. And that is why Adi Shankaracharya chose to write the commentary on these portions. When the interest is in Vedanta, he would have started in the sixth chapter itself, where the Mahavakyam Tattvamasi occurs. But he started to do all this for the sake of these things being used in Brahma Sutras. Okay, so the second type of upasana is called Swatantra Upasana or Independent Upasana, Mukhya Upasana. It is not part of any karma. It is not a karmanga upasana, but it is a Mukhya Upasana. So the third chapter of Chandogya Upanishad, it talks about these Swatantra Upasanas in contrast to the other upasanas discussed earlier. And this chapter consists of 19 small sections, and let us read section 1 today. Tritiyodhyayaha prathamakhandaha asauva adityo deva madhu tasya dhyaureva tirascheena vamshaha antarikshama poopaha marichaya putraha தஸ்ய ஏ பிராஞ்சோ ரஷ்மயா தா ஏ வாஸ்ய பிராச்சோ மது நாட்யா ருச ஏவ மது கிருதா ருக்வேத ஏவ புஷ்பம் தா அமிர்தா ஆபா தா வா ஏ தா ருச்சா ஏதம் ருக்வேதமப்யதபன் தஸ்ய அபி தப்தஸ்ய யஷஸ் தேஜ இந்திரியம் வீரியம் அன்னாத்யகம் ரசோ ஜாயத தத் வ்யக்ஷரத் ததாதித்யம் அபிதோஷ்ராயத் தத்வா ஏதத்யதேதத் ஆதித்யஸ்ய ரோஹிதகம் ரூபம் இதி பிரதம கண்டா. So this is the first section. So as we said, upasana is the topic here, and we should have lot of imagination, and very imaginative mind is needed to understand lot of this. Whereas, you know, Vedanta is precision. No such imagination is needed. Everything is inquiry direct. So we have to develop both the aspects of imagination and also the precision in understanding Vedanta completely. So here Surya is meditated upon, Aditya Upasana, as what? As Deva Madhu. Surya is imagined as the honey of the Devas, Deva Madhu, the honey of gods, Devana Madhu, so Deva Madhu. And then on various layers of sun, they are taken as various types of honey, ordinary honey, high quality honey, export quality honey, all those different kinds of honey are there. So five layers of sun, and the honey is imagined. See, upper layer, lower layer, innermost core of the sun, all of that. So which are taken as different types of honey. And once the honey drishtanta, the example of the honey is that comes, then many other questions also will automatically follow. Like what are the questions? What is the honeycomb? The support on which the honeycomb rests? The eggs in the honey cells? The flower from which the honey is drawn? And the bee that takes the honey? All those questions will come. So all these are going to be said here in the shlokas. And now why compare Surya Devata as honey? That will be the question. Generally, in scriptures, honey madhu or honey or madhu is compared to karma phalam. Why? Boga Vishayatvat. Honey also is consumed by us, enjoyed by us. Similarly, karma palam also is experienced and enjoyed. Therefore, the honey comparison is various types of karma palam only, which the devas enjoy. Therefore, the picture is what? That the human beings perform varieties of karmas, and out of this, they get varieties of karma palam by going to different heavenly worlds they go through. And what all different karma palams they enjoy in heavenly worlds, that is compared to the various layers of the sun. So we should be, you know, clear with the imagination. So the sun is supposed to be in the heavens, the upper region, and that is the picture. So asauva adityaha deva madhu, that is the introduction. The sun yonder, far away, that sun is deva madhu. And then what is the place where the honeycomb is located? It says dyauhu eva, the heaven. Heaven is, so, and how it is supported, the madhu, the beehive. Tirashchina vamshaha. That is, imagine a bent bamboo. So the honeycomb is formed on the bent bamboo. And the support, that is the support. Because why it is a bent bamboo? Because the sky seems to be, you know, a curved shape. So it is imagined as a bent. Tirashchina vamshaha. And what is the honeycomb? Apupaha. Apup, honeycomb is apupaha. Antariksham. The intermediary space is the honeycomb. And marichayaha putraha. What are the eggs? The various water particles in the rays, rashmayaha, in the atmosphere, like dewdrops. So they are like the eggs that are floating. Okay. And this honey must be stored in the various honey cells, and which are there in all the four directions. And what are those? Prancho rashmayaha. Prancho, Prague, the eastern rays of sun is one series of honey cells, as it were. And the southern rays, western rays, northern rays, they are all like madhu nadis, in which all these honey is stored. So having given this picture, then what are the honey bees, the flowers? They are all going to be said. And since the honey is going to be compared to karma palam, it is going to say that rituals are like the flowers. So from the flowers, honey is extracted. From rituals, karma palam is extracted. And what is the bee for this extraction? The Veda mantras. According to scriptures, it seems the flowers do not give honey. According to scriptures, they produce some type of juice. And the bees, they extract them. And then they convert them to honey. So now, these are all the scriptures. So four items. What are the four items now? The bee, the flower, the juice, and honey. And the Rig mantras, Rigveda mantras, they are like bees. Vedic rituals are the flowers. Various oblations, they are the juice. And karma palam is honey. So this is how the imagination is going to be. Once we understand this imagination, we can understand the various upasanas. So, now richaha eva madhukritaha. Madhukritaha, the one who creates the madhu, is the bees. So the Rigveda mantras, when we say richaha eva, Rigveda mantras eva, they are the bees. And Rigvedaha eva pushpam. We have to note here, Rigveda karma, when it says Rigveda, it is Rigveda karma. The rituals using the Rigveda karmas, it is the flower. Ta amritaha apaha. The juice, apaha here means the juice. The juice which is in the form of oblation, like the ghee and all those things. Ta amritaha apaha. Ta eva eta richaha. The second mantra, the last portion, that should be added to the third mantra. So, yetam rigvedam abhyatapanna. Just as the honey bee works on the juice, similarly, the Rigveda mantras work on what? The oblation of the rituals. That is why mantra becomes very important. Wrong mantras means what? Wrong chemical reaction, conversion. That conversion into karma palam. Then what happens? The karma palam comes. So, many things are said here. And what are those? Yashaha. Fame comes, prasiddhihi, then tejaha, brilliance, shining personality, deha kanti, indriyam, very powerful sense organs functioning very well. Indriya Samarthyam and Viryam. Viryam is Shakti, power, the strength. Annadhyam, plenty of food and drink. Adhyam Annam, it is eatable food. It's not spoiled food with all these insecticides and all. And all of them do not get converted into this form immediately. The karma phala is supposed to have an intermediary stage, and that stage is called adrishtam, apurvam, punyam. And punyam is converted to all these. So to indicate that, the Upanishad says rasaha. The term rasaha, that indicates that apurva rupena, punya rupena. So prathamam jayate. Then afterwards, the actual yashaha and all those things, viryam, they all come afterwards. So this karma phalam, this madhu alone is going to be said in the last mantra. Tat vyaksharate adityam abitaha ashrayate. So this rasa, this karma phalam alone is like the madhu that flows. Vyaksharate means that is flowed as it were. It's all imaginative that flows. Adityam abitaha ashrayate. It went into the Surya Devata, Adityam. And that alone is Adityasya Rohitagam Rupam. The topmost reddish layer of the sun. When you look at the sun, the topmost reddish layer, this alone is that which we experience during the rising sun and setting sun. That represents the topmost layer. And the topmost layer of honey, that is the karma palam, which is produced by which Veda now? Rig Veda. Yajurveda is going to come later. So, Rig Veda bees produce such a result in the form of honey which is occupied by the topmost layer of Surya Bhagavan. So, this is the imagination. One has to imagine like this and do upasana. So, if one pictures this clearly, then we can extend this to the others also. So, now, Dvitiya Khandaha. Atayesya dakshina rasmayaha tayevasya dakshina madunadyaha yajugushyeva madukritaha yajurvedayeva pushpam ta amrita apaha taniva etani yajugumshi tam yajurvedam abhyatapan tasya abitaptasya yashasteja indriyam viryam annadyagam raso jayata tad vyaksharate tad adityam abitaha ashrayate tadva etatya detate adityasya shuklagum rupam iti dvitiya khandaha. Earlier was rohitagum rupam, now it is shuklagum rupam. Previously the eastern rays of the sun were taken. Now the Upanishad talks about the southern rays, which represent another layer of the sun that contains another type of karma phalam. And for this type of karma phalam, Yajurveda is the honey bee. Yajurveda karma is the flower. And Yajurveda oblations are the juice. And the honey is the same. Namely, Yashaha, Tejaha, Indriyam, Viryam and Annadhyam. No change in the honey. But a different quality of honey perhaps. And this honey in the form of rasa flows into Surya Devata and occupies the interior portion of the sun. Earlier it was outer layer. Now it occupies the interior portion of the sun, which is shuklagum rupam, the whitish part of the sun. That is the Yajurveda karma phalam. So the topmost layer is the Rigveda karma phalam, associated with the eastern rays. And the inner whitish layer is Yajurveda karma phalam, associated with the southern rays. And each one is different layers of honey, and the devatas, they drink that only. That comes later. We are going to see how they drink. They are not going to drink with a straw or anything. We will see that. This is the second part of madhu. And now comes the third part in the third section. Tritiya khandaha. Atayesya pratyancharashmayaha tayevasya praticho madhu nadyaha samanyeva madhu kritaha samavedayeva pushpam ta amrita apaha taniva etani samani etagum samavedam abhyatapan tasya apitaptasya yashasteja indriyam viryam annadyagum raso jayata tat vyaksharate తద్ ఆదిత్యమపిత ఆశ్రయతే తద్వా ఏతద్యదేతతే ఆదిత్యస్య కృష్ణగం రూపం ఇది తృతీయ ఖండః. ఇట్ ఈస్ ద కృష్ణం రూపం, ది బ్లాక్ స్పాట్స్ ద సన్. సో నౌ వి సీ ది వెస్టర్న్ రేస్. సో ది ఈస్టర్న్ ఇస్ డన్, సదర్న్ ఇస్ డన్. నౌ ది వెస్టర్న్ రేస్ ప్రత్యంచ అండ్ దే స్టాండ్ ఫార్ ద సెల్స్ కంటైనింగ్ ద హనీ మధు నాడ్య అండ్ దిస్ ఈస్ స్టిల్ ద ఇన్నర్ లేయర్ ఆఫ్ ద సన్. అండ్ హియర్ వాట్ ఆర్ ద బీస్? ఫ్లవర్, జ్యూస్ అండ్ హనీ. వీ హెవ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ఆల్ దీస్ ఫోర్. ది సామ మంత్రాస్ ఆర్ ద బీస్. సామవేద కర్మ ఈస్ ఫ్లవర్, సామవేద ఆబ్లేషన్ ఈస్ ద జ్యూస్, అండ్ ద హనీ కలెక్టెడ్ హియర్ అగెయిన్ ఈస్ యశ, తేజ, ఇంద్రియం, అన్నాద్యం, ఆల్ దీస్. సో ద జ్యూస్ ఆఫ్ కర్మఫలం అపూర్వ రూపేణ రసరూపేణ తత్ వ్యక్షరత్. షర్ మీన్స్ టు ఫ్లో, సి ఉపసర్గం. సో వి షర్ ది షర్ ధాతు ఇట్ ఈస్. సో పరస్మైపది హియర్ అగెయిన్, బట్ వీ డోంట్ గో ఇన్ టు దాట్. సో ఇట్ ఫ్లోడ్ పాస్ట్ టెన్స్ వ్యక్షరత్. ఇట్ ఆక్యుపైడ్ ద థర్డ్ ఇన్నర్ లేయర్ ఆఫ్ ది సన్, ఆఫ్ ద ఫైవ్ లేయర్స్ ద థర్డ్ లేయర్ విచ్ ఈస్ కృష్ణగం రూపం, ది డార్కర్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద సన్, ద సన్స్ పార్ట్స్. అండ్ అకార్డింగ్ టు సైంటిస్ట్ ది డార్కర్ పార్ట్ ఈస్ వెన్ సమ్ అదర్ పార్ట్స్ ఆర్ వెరీ బ్రైట్ దే బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్స్ట్రా సన్ యాక్టివిటీ దిస్ పార్ట్ అపియర్స్ డార్క్, కృష్ణగం రూపం. సో దిస్ ఈస్ ద థర్డ్ లేయర్ ఆఫ్ హనీ విచ్ ఇస్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ సూర్యదేవత ప్రొడ్యూస్డ్ బై సామమంత్ర, సామవేద మంత్రాస్. దెన్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద ఫోర్త్ ఇన్నర్ లేయర్? చతుర్థ ఖండ. అత ఏస్య ఉతంచో రశ్మయ తా ఏవాస్య ఉదీచ్యో మధు నాడ్య అథర్వాంగిరస ఏవ మధు కృత ఇతిహాస పురాణం పుష్పం తా అమృత ఆపహ తావా ఏతే అథర్వాంగిరస ఏతదితిహాసముప ఉప పురాణం అభ్యతపన్న తస్యపితప్తస్య యశస్తేజ ఇంద్రియం వీర్యం అన్నాద్యగం రసో జాయత తత్ వ్యక్షరత్ తత్ ఆదిత్యమపిత ఆశ్రయత్ తద్వా ఏతత్యదేతత్ ఆదిత్యస్య పరం కృష్ణగం రూపం ఇది చతుర్థ ఖండ. నౌ ద ఫోర్త్ ఇంటీరియర్ లేయర్ అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ ది నార్దర్న్ లేయర్ ఆఫ్ ది సన్ ఉదీచి. హియర్ ది అథర్వవేద ఈస్ ది హనీ బీ, అథర్వవేద కర్మ ఈస్ ద ఫ్లవర్. యాక్చువలీ దర్ ఈస్ నో అథర్వవేద కర్మ విచ్ ఇస్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద రిచువల్. దట్ ఈస్ వై ఇన్ ద రిచువల్స్ ఓన్లీ రిగ్వేద, యజుర్వేద అండ్ సామవేదాస్ దే ఆర్ ప్రైమరీలీ కనెక్టెడ్. బట్ అలాంగ్ విత్ ద రిచువల్ వన్ మోర్ థింగ్ ఈస్ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఇన్ ద శాస్త్రాస్. ఇన్ ద ఓల్డెన్ డేస్ ద రిచువల్స్ వర్ వెరీ లాంగ్, రన్నింగ్ ఫార్ డేస్ టుగెదర్. యాక్చువల్లీ దెర్ ఆర్ సమ్ యాగాస్ విచ్ ఆర్ గోయింగ్ ఫర్ మెనీ 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 నెంబర్ ఆఫ్ ఇయర్స్. అండ్ అట్ ద సేమ్ టైమ్ సిన్స్ ది కర్మ ఈస్ నాట్ ఓవర్ దే కెనాట్ ఇన్వాల్వ్ ఇన్ అదర్ వర్ల్లీ యాక్టివిటీస్. ద పీపుల్ హూ డూ దిస్ కర్మాస్ బికాస్ ద కర్మాస్ ఆర్ వెరీ లాంగ్ బట్ దే కెనాట్ ఇన్వాల్వ్ ఇన్ అదర్ యాక్టివిటీస్ ఇన్ ద బ్రేక్. సో డ్యూరింగ్ దట్ టైమ్ దే ఎంగేజ్ ఇన్ అన్ ఐటమ్ కాల్డ్ పరిప్లవః. పరిప్లవః, పరిప్లవః మీన్స్ టెల్లింగ్ స్టోరీస్, దట్ ఈస్ పరిప్లవః. కంటైనింగ్ మారల్స్, వాల్యూస్, టీచింగ్స్, పురాణాస్, ఆల్ దట్. సో పరిప్లవ ఇస్ దట్. సో ఆఫన్ ద స్టోరీస్ వర్ హిస్టారికల్ ఆర్ మిథలాజికల్. దర్ఫోర్ ది ఇతిహాస పురాణాస్, ద ఫ్యాక్ట్స్ అండ్ ఫిక్షన్. సో ఇతిహాస అండ్ పురాణాస్, సమ్ ఆర్ ఫ్యాక్ట్స్, సమ్ ఆర్ ఫిక్షన్. సో ది ఎయిమ్ ఇస్ వాట్? సర్టన్ వాల్యూస్. అండ్ దిస్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ అథర్వవేద కర్మ. సో పరిప్లవ ప్లవహ ఇస్ ది అథర్వేద కర్మ. ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ అదర్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ కర్మాస్. లిసనింగ్ టు ఆల్ ది స్టోరీస్ అండ్ ఆల్. So hearing the stories themselves is the jyos, and there is no separate offering like the other three Vedas. And out of this the phalam again is what? Yashaha, tejaha, indriyam, annadyam. And this karma phalam in the form of adrishtam or punya papam, it flows into the aditya devata and forms the fourth layer, the darker portion of sun. It is called param krishna. Earlier one is ది కృష్ణం, నౌ ఇట్ ఈస్ పరం కృష్ణం, ఇట్ ఈస్ డార్కర్. సో వాట్ ఆర్ ది లేయర్స్ నౌ? రెడ్డిష్ లేయర్ ఔటర్ మోస్ట్, వైటిష్ దెన్ ఇన్నర్, డార్క్ ద వన్ ఇన్ ఇన్నర్ అండ్ డార్కర్. సో వన్ మోర్ లేయర్ ఇస్ రిమైనింగ్ దట్ వీ విల్ రీడ్ ఇన్ ది ఫిఫ్త్ సెక్షన్ పంచమ ఖండ. అత ఏస్య ఊర్ధ్వ రశ్మయ ता एव अस्य ऊर्ध्वा मधुनाड्यः कुह्या एव आदेश मधुकृतः ब्रह्मैव पुष्पं ता अमृता आपः तेवा एते गुह्या आदेशः एतत् ब्रह्म अभ्यतपन् तस्य अभितप्तस्य यशस्तेज इन्द्रियं वीर्यम् अन्नाद्यगं रसो जायत तत्व्यक्षरत् तद् आदित्यमभित आश्रयत् तद्वा एतत्यदेतत् आदित्यस्य मध्ये क्षोभत इव ते वा एते रसनागं रसाः वेदा हि रसाः तेषामेते रसाः तानि वा एतानि अमृतानाम् अमृतानि वेदा हि अमृताः तेषामेतान्यमृतानि इति पञ्चमखण्डः. Here the fifth innermost core of the sun, which is associated with the upper rays, the four directions are already over. So urdhvaha rashmayaha, these are the, so four directional things are over. Now the one which are direction, the above direction, urdhvaha rashmayaha, so which is the layer for the honey associated with the central core of the sun. So the bee is all the secret teachings like the Upanishads. They are all guhyaha adeshaha. The flower is Brahma, Omkaraha, Pranavaha. Here Brahma means Omkara, Pranava. And the juice is, there is no offering involved here. So Omkara Dhyanam is the juice. And out of that, the honey, the palam is again in the form of Yashaha, Tejaha, Indriyam and Nadhyam. But more powerful palam. Upasana palatvat, it is much more palam. So this occupies the innermost part of the sun, the hottest form of the honey. And what is that? The central portion of the sun, the core, which is shobate iva, which is very vibrant with activity. Spandanam, spandanam means throbbing. That is that karmapalam associated with the urdhva rashmayaha. And now the last mantra is a general observation of all the five layers. What are they now? They are called rasanam rasaha. The Vedas and the karmas themselves are supposed to be the rasam. And even out of that essence, by doing rituals, what have we created? These karma palams. Therefore, these five layers are supposed to be the essence of the essence, the quintessence. So the Upanishad says, Vedaha rasaha. And yetaniva tesham ete rasaha. Ete refers to the five layers, which are the essence of the essence. And Vedaha amritaha. Vedas are immortal. And these five layers are amritanam amritaha, the essence of the nectar of the nectar. And they are enjoyable by the ritualist after going to the heavens. And who all will enjoy this? That is given in the next portion that we will read. Shashta khandaha. Tadyat prathamam amritam tadvasava upajivanti agnina mukena navai deva ashnanti napibhanti etadevam amritam drishtva tripyanti ta etadeva rupam abhisamvishanti etasmad rupat udhyanti saya etadevam amritam vedam vasunameva eko bhutvam agninaiva mukena etadeva amritam drishtva tripyati saya etadeva rupam abhisamvishati etasmat rupadu deti sayavada adityaha purastadu tetam paschadastametam vasunameva tavate adipatyagam swarajyam paryetam iti shashta khandaha. So in this section, the prathama madhu bhokta is mentioned. So what is the madhu nadi for the prathama madhu? It is the eastern rays. And what is the bee? The Rig mantras. And what is the pushpam? Rigveda karmas. Now what is the juice? The Rig ahuti. And what is the palam? Rohitam rupam, for the first layer. And we should remember in that order. So the rohitam rupam, the prathama madhu, is enjoyed by whom? Tadyat prathamam amritam, madhu or palam, tad vasavaha upajivanti, the vasus are the prathama bhoktas. Vasus are a set of devatas, Ashtavasus. And when the Vasus enjoy the phalam, they are led by a leader. There is a leader also. Because wherever there is a distribution, a leader is necessary. Otherwise, there will be chaos, confusion. Who is the leader here? Agnina Mukhena. Here, Mukham means it has a special meaning, leader. So, how do devatas enjoy this phalam? Devaha na ashnanti na bibanti. They do not enjoy by eating or drinking. But how do they enjoy? Drishtva tripyanti. By mere darshanam, they are fulfilled by just looking. And here Shankaracharya says, the darshanam is not mere perpetual but indicates all types of experiences. Even the sound, the smell, the touch, all of them. They can enjoy all five vishayas, not just the form. In the next mantra it is said, even though it is their enjoyment, there is time. There is also. Because karma palam means what? Desha, kala, limitations that will come. So it is said, Eta deva rupam abhisam vishanti. At some moments, they are withdrawn from these pleasures. According to Shankaracharya, withdraw. And etasmat rupat udyanti. Again, taking to the enjoyment, abhisam vishanti, withdrawal. So why? Because it depends on the karma. It is that prarabdham for devas also. In our case also, we withdraw from activity and again we enter into activity. Similarly, the devas also do the same thing. Here we are talking about madhu vidya. The upasana, this is not a karma, this is a madhu vidya upasana. Therefore, there are upasakas, they must meditate upon all these factors. What are they? Madhu nadi, madhu krithi, pushpam, pushparasam, madhu, bokta, all those they should meditate upon. So for the Prathama Madhu, the Madhu Nadi is Eastern race. Madhu Krit is Rigveda, Rigveda mantras. Madhu Pushpam is the Rigveda karma. And the Rasam is Rigveda oblation, ahuti. And the Madhu is what? Rohitam, Rupam. And Bhoktas are the Vasus. So if one meditates in this fashion, what happens to that meditator? He will also become a Vasu. So, vapu vasu upasanayaha palam vasu bhavati. That is said here. So, yaha saya yeta devam amritam veda. Veda here means upaste, the one who meditates upon. So, vasu nameva yeko bhutva agni nameva mukhena yeta devam amritam drishtva tripyati. It is repeated. So, joining with the vasus, along with the leader Agni, he will also enjoy the Prathama Madhu. So, Prathama Madhu Upasanayaha Palam, Prathama Madhu Bhogaha. For how long? The duration also is given here. Saha Yavat Adityaha Purastadudeta. As long as the sun rises in the east, and Paschat Astameta, and sets in the west. So long this person will enjoy that madhu. So whatever is the duration of the earth, because in the bhuloka, the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. That means as long as bhuloka is there, this person will be enjoying that heavenly madhu also. And swarajyam pratyeta, he will enjoy swarajyam, freedom, rulership. That is the duration of this phala bhoga. With this, the Prathama Madhu Upasana Palam is over. Now the Upanishad goes to the Dvitiya Madhu in the next section, section 7, Saptama Khandaha. Ataya Dvitiya Mamritam Tadrudra Upajivanti Indrena Mukhena Navai Deva Ashnanti Navibanti Yeta Deva Mritam Drishtva Tripyanti Ta Yeta Deva Rupam Abhisam Vishanti Etasmat rupadudyanti saya eta deva mamurtam veda rudranameva eko bhutvam indrenaiva mukhena eta deva amurtam drishtva tripyati saya eta deva rupam abhisam vishati etasmat rupadudeti sayavadadityaha purastadudetam paschadastametam dvistavaddakshinatavudetam uttaratastametam Rudranameva tavate adipatyagam swarajyam paryetam iti saptama khandaham. Here the dvitiya madhu, second madhu bhokta is pointed out. Who are they? Rudraha upajivanti. Rudra devatas are supposed to enjoy. And with which leader? Indrena mukhena. And here also we have to extend all these same rules. They do not enjoy by eating or drinking, but by mere darshanam they can enjoy. So, shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha, all of them darshana matrena. And also, their enjoyment is not permanent also. As long as their karma is active, they enjoy. When the karma becomes passive, they withdraw. Like when we go to sleep, all karmas are withdrawn. When we sleep, what does it mean? Prarabdham is not active, that's all. When it is active, one cannot sleep. Active prarabdha means either sukha bhoga or dukkha bhoga must be there. We have to go through either sukham or dukkham, which will not allow us to sleep. One will be either waking or dreaming. Similarly, in those lokas also, when prarabdha is in full form, when it is in lal actually, they will be withdrawn in the deva lokas also. This should be extended to each section now, as we read in all the sections. So here also, the upasana palam should be set. What is that? The second upasana involves what? The second madhu nadi, the southern rays of the sun. We should remember in that order. Southern rays. First was eastern rays, now the southern rays. And what is the second madhu nadi? The yajur mantras. So the second pushpam is yajur karma. And the pushpa rasam is yaju ahuti, yajurveda ahuti. And the second madhu is shuklam rupam, the whitish form. So all these upasanas at the minimum will make at least our mind coordinated, if not anything else. And who are the bhoktas? The rudras. And if you meditate upon these six items, the palam is this person also will become one of the rudra devatas. And we'll all enjoy the second madhu. So what is the duration again? It is supposed to be double that of Pratama Bhokta, the Vasus. Their field of enjoyment is totally a different loka. Previously it was Indra Loka, the eastern race, and the second one is Yama Loka, the southern race. And therefore, the duration is supposed to be doubled. And what type of loka they will enjoy in? It is a loka where Dakshinataha Uteta and Uttarataha Astameta. A lokam in which the sun will rise in the south and set in the north. These are all shockers. We always know sun rising in the east and setting in the west. Whereas in this lokam, sun rises in the south and sets in the north. It is Yama loka. Shankaracharya explains this. Previous one he calls it as Aindra lokam. Now it is called Yama Lokam or Yamapuri, Yama Patnam. So, but there is a Shastrical, it seems long ago, Swamiji narrates this. He wrote a book. He was going to Norway, the Arctic Circle, Arctic region. And according to Shastras, he found out that the Mahameru is supposed to be located somewhere there. So, sun rising in different directions. And he says that the Vedas are referring to this place only for the Mahameru. And in the last section of the book, he says, the sun doesn't rise or set. 6 months day, 6 months night. Imagine, 100 years ago, a person could, you know, where there was no communication, a person could go all the way. If he said there is a land where the sun does not set or rise for 6 months, no one would believe at that time. But Vedas have talked about all those things in the scriptures. So he quoted all these mantras in his book, and according to him, the description of sun in the Aruna Prashna, etc., is possible only if the sun is observed in such places. That is what he concluded also. I don't have the book with me. So, but this is what Swamiji referred. So, geographically also, all these seem possible, and Vedas talk about all these lokas also. Here it says, Dakshinataha Udeta. It is not impossible. And Uttarataha Astameta. And what is the duration? It is twice that of the previous one. So, Rudranameva Tavat Atipadyagam Swarajyam Paryeta. he will have the rulership of the Rudra Loka. This is the Upasana Palam for the Upasana of the Dvitiya Madhu. Now comes the Tritiya Madhu, we will read Ashtama Khandaha. Ata yad Tritiya Mamritam Tadaditya Upajivantim Varunena Mukhena Navai Deva Ashnantim Napibhantim Yeta Deva Amritam Drishtva Tripyantim Tayeta Deva Rupam Abhisam Vishantim Yetasmat Rupadudhyantim Saya Yeta Deva Mamritam Vedam Adityana Meva Eko Bhutvam Varunena Iva Mukhena Yeta Deva Amritam Drishtva Tripyatim Sa Yeta Deva Rupam Abhisam Vishatim Yetasmat Rupadudhyantim Sayavada Dityaha Dakshinata Udhetam Uttarata Astametam Dvistavat Paschad Detam Purastad Astametam Adityana Mevatavatam Adipatyagam Swarajam Paryetam Iti Ashtama Khandaha. Ideas are repeated except only some facts have to be changed. The first three lokas are similar to the previous section. Only we have to note that the Turiya Madhu Bhokta, the fourth Madhu Bhokta, fourth layer, is going to be the Aditya Devatas, the Tritiya one, sorry. Not Turiya, Tritiya, third one is going to be Aditya Devatas. So Vasus, Rudras and Adityas. And then the Upasaka has to meditate upon the six factors, as we said earlier. So Tritiya Madhu Nadi, what is that? Western race. We already saw Eastern race and Southern race, now it is Western race. And Tritiya Madhu Krit is the Samaveda mantras. Tritiya Pushpam is Samaveda rituals and Tritiya Rasa is Samaveda oblations. So Tritiya Madhu Krishnagum Rupam and Tritiya Madhu Bhokta are the Adityas. So all these have to be meditated. And what is the phalam? This person also will become an Aditya and enjoy the Tritiya Madhu. The last sloka is to be noted where the duration is given. The duration is twice the previous one. So the previous one is twice as the first one. Second one is twice the first one. Third one is twice the second one. He is supposed to enjoy the third Varuna Loka. This is Varuna Loka. Previous one was Yama Loka. This is Varuna Loka. And where does the sun rise and set? It is the opposite. It rises in the west and sets in the east. In Varuna Loka, sun rises in the west and sets in the east. All these are very elaborately discussed in the Puranas, it seems. Anandagiri, it seems he gives lot of Puranic quotations to give these details. And what are the different lokas? On which part of the Mahameru Parvata these lokas are there? And where the sun rises, where it sets and all those details are given. And the third one is double the second one, the duration. So twice that of Rudras is Adityas. And that is the mantra that says, Yavad Adityaha Dakshinada Utetam Uttarataha Astameta Distavate. Double the previous one. Not the first one, this previous one. And he will enjoy Swarajyam, Adipatyam, or the particular loka among the Adityas. With this, the Tritiya Madhu Upasana Palam is also over. Now the fourth one, Navama Khandaha. Adayat chaturtham amritam tanmaruta upajivantim somena mukhena navai deva ashnantim napibhantim eta deva amritam drishtva tripyantim ta eta deva rupam abhisamvishantim etasmat rupadudhyantim saya eta deva rupam abhisamvishantim etasmat rupadudhyantim saya eta deva amritam veda Maruta mevayeko bhutva some naiva mukhena eta deva amrutam drishtva tripyati sa eta deva rupam abhisam vishati etasmat rupadu deti sa yavada adityaha paschadu detam purastadastametam dvistavat uttaratau detam dakshinatostametam maruta mevatavat adipatyagam swarajyam paryetam Iti Navama Khandaha. Now comes the Chaturtha Madhu Bhokta. So the Vasu, Rudra, Aditya we have seen. Each one leader also was mentioned. For the Vasus it was Agni. For Rudras, it was Indra, and for Adityas, it was Varuna. Therefore, Agni Loka, Indra Loka, Varuna Loka are over. Then the fourth one is Marutaha Upajivanti, the Marut Devatas, another type of Devatas. Marut Devatas, they enjoy the fourth Madhu. And who is the leader? Somena. There is a small difference in Sankaracharya's commentary here. And this Sankaracharya says, Indra Loka, Yama Loka, Varuna Loka and Soma Loka. That's what he says. And for this also, the Upasana Palam has to be mentioned. And the six items again are the Madhu Nadi or the Northern Rays. Madhu Krit is Madhu Krit, Madhu Pushpa, Madhu Rasa and Madhu Bhokta. All those have to be mentioned. And what is the Madhu here? Which layer of the sun? The dark red, Param Krishnam Rupam. This they enjoy with Somena, Soma leader, the Chandra Devata. And what is the duration? It is twice of the previous one, that of Varuna Loka. So this, you know, this Soma Loka has a longer duration. And where does the sun rises and sets here? In the northern direction, because it is Udichi Rashmayaha. That is the reason. Udichi refers to the northern direction and sets in the southern direction. With this, the Chaturtha Madhu Upasana Palam also is over. And what is the Palam now? This person will become one of the Maruts. So Vasu, Rudra, Aditya, Maruts. And along with the Soma leader, they will enjoy the Palam. Dashamakhandaha. Atayad Panjamamritam Tat Sadhya Upajivanti Brahmana Mukena Navai Deva Ashnanti Napibanti Yeta Deva Amritam Drishtva Tripyanti Ta Yeta Deva Rupam Abhisam Vishanti Yeta Smat Rupadu Dhyanti Saya Yeta Deva Amritam Veda Sadhyana Meva Eko Bhutva Brahmanaiva Mukena Yeta Deva Amritam Drishtva Tripyati Sa Yeta Deva Rupam Abhisam Vishati Yeta Smat Rupadu Dethi Sa Yavada Dityaha Uttarataha Udetha Dakshinataha Astameta Dvistavat Urdvam Udetha Atharvangis Arvangastameta Sadhyanameva Tavate Adipatyagam Swarajam Paryeta Iti Dashama Khandaha. Now comes the Panchamam Amritam, the fifth Madhu. The first three slokas are similar. Only we have to find the Bhokta, the Sadhyaha, Adi Bhoktas, the another types of Devatas. So Vasu, Rudram, Aditya, Marut, and now the Sadhyas. Who is the leader for the Sadhyas? Brahmana Mukhena. Shankaracharya comments upon Brahman here, Brahmana Mukhena, because the Onkara Rupena, Onkara Mukhena, Brahma here refers to Onkara, Onkara Devata. So Onkara Dwara, otherwise we can call Hiranyagarbha also perhaps. So certainly not the Param Brahma, we have to be clear. It is not, still we are in the Upasana region. So Shankaracharya takes his Onkara. And the one who meditates upon all the six items, the Pancham Madhu Nadi is Urdhva Rashmihi, the rays, upper rays. And Pancham Madhu Krit is the Upasanas. And Pancham Pushpam, Onkara Upasana. So Pancham Pushpam is Onkara. And the Rasa is Onkara Upasana itself. No Ahuti here, no oblation. So Panchama Madhu is the inner core of the sun. So Shobhata Iva. So Madhya Bhagaha, the central portion. Who is the Bhokta? The Sadhyas, the one who visualizes all these six items. What will be the param for that person? That person will also become one of the Sadhyas and will enjoy the Panchama Madhu. And where the sun rises and sets here in this loka? It rises up and sets down. Urdvam Udeta and Arvang Astameta. And what is that loka? Shankaracharya says, it is a loka called Ila Avrataha Lokaha. From Puranas. Thus, Agni Loka, Indra Loka, Varuna Loka, Ila Avrata Loka and are the five lokas. The sun rises and sets in different directions in each of these lokas. So with this, the Pancha Atmaka Madhu Vidya Upasana is over. Now the Upanishad will conclude with a special Upasana in the next section, namely seeing Param Brahma in the whole sun, which will lead to Brahmaloka Praptihi and Krama Mukti, no Jivan Mukti, Krama Mukti, because still we are in Upasana. And the Upanishad points out, seeing Param Brahma in the whole sun, one will go to Brahmaloka, where the sun will never rise and set and will be permanent. Therefore, the Upasana is superior to all other five Upasanas. Because in all the five, the sun rises and sets in different directions. In this context, again, Anandagiri writes a beautiful shloka. It is a quotation. It seems, it makes it clear that our scriptures, they knew sun never rises and sets long, long ago. It is only an imaginary thing, it says, Yaihi yatra drishyate suryaha satesham udayaha smritaha. What is suryodayam? Yaihi yatra suryaha drishyate tatra udayaha iti uchyate. If the, for example, the Chinese people see the sun, there at this time, they call it sun rising. Sthirobhavam cha yatra eti tadeva astamanam ravehe. Where the sun dips, disappears, then it is gone. We call it astamanam. And what is the fact? The shloka says, naivam astamanam arkasya. There is no setting of the sun at all. Na udayaha sarvada yataha. There is no rising of the sun also. Udaya astamane namam darshana darshane ravehe. Udayam and astamanam are nothing but our seeing and not seeing the sun. But in reality, seven sun never rises or sets. This is from our scriptures. But what is our thinking? We think Copernicus or somebody else, they only set. And before there was even, no one even thought about it. Earth was flat, sun was coming and going. All those thinking were there. That's what we are all reading from science books. Whereas our scriptures clearly said, sun never rises and sets. So we all have so many nice shlokas. So sun never rises or sets. What is the rising and setting then? Udaya astamane nama darshana darshane revehe. And that loka is Brahma loka. And for that, the upasana is para Brahma upasana or Aditya upasana. Aditya Brahma drishtihi. Looking at Aditya and imagining Brahma drishti. Samashti Surya Upasana. So in the next and the last Upasana of this portion, the sun is divided into various layers, but sun is taken as a whole here. In all the things, sun was different, divided into so many layers. Here it is taken as a whole. So this Surya Upasana is to be done in the form of Abheda Upasana or Ahangraha Upasana. Some, I might have mentioned about this Ahangraha Upasana and all earlier. So what do we mean by this? In this, the Surya is not seen as a different devata, but meditated upon as I myself. Understand? Meditated upon. Important word. Meditated upon as myself. Surya devata rupaha aham asmi. And since Surya devata is taken as aham, I, it is called ahangraha upasana. Graha means grahanam, perception. So, Devata is perceived as Aham myself. So, Aham Rupena Graha Grahanam Yasyam Upasanayam Sa Aham Graha Upasana. And not only in this Upasana, suppose we do, for example, Rama Upasana also. Initially, this Upasana is Beda Rupam, right? I meditate upon Rama, Rama is different, I am different. But later, when I see Ramaha Eva Aham Asmi, when I see like that, then that is called what? Aham Graha Upasana. This word actually applied in Devata Upasanas also, many of them. Now, it need not be necessarily in Surya Upasana only. Actually, in Lalita Sahasranama Dhyana Shloka, we have Arunam Karuna Tarangitakshim Drita Pashankusha Pushpabana Chapam Animadibihi Avrita Mayukaihi Aham Iti Eva Vibhavaye Bhavani Aham Iti Eva. So, here it is not Jnanam, because the verb is Vibhavaye, Vibhavanam means what? Imagination. Upasana only it is. It is not Jnanam. So we imagine Aham Lalita Devi Asmi. I am imagining myself. Soham Bhavena Pujayet. So when I understand through Vedanta Vichara Aham Ishwaraha Asmi, it is not there Upasana, but it is Jnanam. So here we take lakshyartham, and previously it is vachyartham, the imagination. Then what is the difference between these two? Upasana can give only krama mukti, and jnanam alone can give jivan mukti. Okay. Here what is the upasana mentioned? Krama mukti palakam abheda upasana. And the beauty here is what? This section does not directly talk about upasana. Only Shankaracharya derives that meaning from this section. All we said are found in Shankaracharya Bhashyam only, not directly in the Upanishad. With other Upanishads, to some extent, we can understand from the Upanishad itself. But in Chandogya Upanishad, we cannot find head and tail for any of those. Only with Shankaracharya's commentary, otherwise highly subtle, and it may look very incomplete also. Ekadasha Kantaha. Ata tataha urdhva udetyam naiva udetam nastametam ekal ekameva madhyestatham tadesha shlokaham navai tatra nimlocham nodiyaya kadachanam devastena aham satyenam maviradishi brahmanetim nahava asma udetim Nalim lochati sakriddiva haivam asmai bhavati yayeta mevam brahmopanishadam vedam. So as we said earlier, the Upanishad does not talk about the upasana, ahangraha upasana. It talks about the palam only. That the palam is kramamukti. That is, after maranam, the upasaka will go to brahmalokam. He will go to brahmalokam. And having gained the Aham Brahmasmi knowledge in Brahmaloka, he will attain Mukti. And that Mukti is called Krama Mukti. So, there we have discussed in detail about this Krama Mukti earlier. You know, it will go through the Brahmarandram, and the Brahmarandram through that, you know, through the skull and all that goes directly through the Sumna Nadi. It goes directly to Brahmaloka. And in Brahmaloka, you know, Brahmaji himself is there. And the Brahmaloka, he has a very long life, because Brahma's age and all, you know, we have derived it sometime earlier, so many millions and millions of years. So a person will be there. So he will have such a very congenial atmosphere to gain jnanam. And Brahmaji himself can teach this jnanam. And once he gains this jnanam, then from there he will gain jivan mukti, or he, and also videha mukti. He will get final mukti. So this is krama mukti. From this, he doesn't get directly jivan mukti through kramena. He goes from here to satyaloka, brahmaloka, and there he gains the mukti. So this is called krama mukti. So what is the indication of mukti? Mukti is not a loka. Liberation is not going to a loka. Mukti or liberation is from wherever a person is. The moment one gains the knowledge, that is the mukti. That is jivan mukti in whatever janma one is at. A person could be in manushya janma or deva janma, doesn't matter. He can be in any loka, that doesn't matter also. But once the person gains jnanam, he gains mukti. That is called jivan mukti. And once after the prarabdha ends, when the person dies, when the body goes away, he gets videha mukti also. That means he has no need for acquiring another body, because there is no karma balance for him. So there is no need for him to acquire another body, either to enjoy or suffer the karma phalam. That is videha mukti. So here what is talked about, because we are still in upasana, jnanam is not indicated, so it is still karma mukti only. So maybe we will stop here, and I will continue in the next webinar. यो वेदादौ स्वर प्रोक्तो वेदान्ते च तस्य प्रकृतिलीनस्य परसमहेश्वरः कृष्णार्पणमस्तु